special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right. Golfers listen because we speak their language every Sunday. That language is golf here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello and welcome in. Thanks for listening and for being the most important part of what we do. I'm Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell. Our producer, Robert DeCosa, the Duke, is in master control. And once again, we are ready to talk golf. To help us do that today, a couple of great guests. It's not quite golf season yet, but it is the Golf Expo season. In fact, if you live in or near a major metropolitan area, there's a good chance that there's probably a Golf Expo happening near you this weekend. Cities like Chicago, Minneapolis, Philadelphia, Cleveland, Boston, Pittsburgh, Dallas, San Francisco, and Los Angeles are home to some of the best golf expos. One of the biggest and best regional shows is the Colorado Golf Expo, just up the road from us here in Denver. It's happening next weekend. Owner Kevin Morton is here today to talk about the Golf Expo business and to preview his show next week in the Mile High City. Lots of people listening to golf podcasts these days. The highest rated golf podcast is hosted by Fred Green. It's called Golf Smarter. It's been helping golfers grow their golf IQs since 2005, some 20 years. And Fred Green is on Tee to Green today with tips to help you golf smarter.
I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord. What club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217. And you can listen anytime, anywhere, anyplace on the Sirius XM app, the SXM app, Tee to Green. Also stream live at sportsbyline.com. Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell. We are teeing it up and talking golf with Kevin Morton of the Colorado Golf Expo. That's next right here on Tee to Green.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. So many ways to listen to TD Green these days, and we do appreciate you tuning in and joining us, and we couldn't do it without you. Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell in Master Control. We have the Duke, Robert DeCosa, and we got another great show lined up for you today. Before we start, I want to mention that Debbie hosted the show solo last week for the first time ever. Great job. She filled in. I was gone, but she filled in and didn't miss a beat. Debbie, how you doing today?
I am fantastic. I'm relieved that you're back. I have to admit, you know, the first time doing the show by myself and to live up to your amazing standards of the host of this show, I felt the pressure. But I had to take charge of my mental state and take some deep breaths. And I said to Robert in the control room, hey, I really need you to be on your best game and be sharp because I need the support. And he was amazing. And I had a great time with it. Once it got started and I was hitting the timings in and out, you know, pretty well, but always things to improve. But Jay, thank you for entrusting me and giving me the opportunity. I really had a great time and our guests were amazing.
It was like looking at that 6-foot putt with the match on the line, right?
It was.
All righty. Well, we got a great show for you today. Later in the hour, the host of the top-rated golf podcast, Golf Smarter, Fred Green, will be joining us. Our first guest, though, is standing by and ready to go back on Tee to Green for the first time in like about a year. From T-Box Productions, Kevin Morton, who's the owner and operator of the Denver Golf Expo, the Colorado Golf Expo in Denver, which this year's edition, the 2025 edition, will be next weekend. They moved the date on that, and we'll find out why they did that. As Kevin Morton joins us right now here on Tee to Green. Hello, Kevin. Thanks for joining us again on the big show.
Well, thank you for having me. Hello, Jay and Debbie.
Great to have
Hi,
you
Hi, Kevin.
Back.
It's great to meet you.
I mentioned T-Box Productions. What exactly is T-Box?
So T-Box Events is a company that manages trade shows. We also do some consulting for trade shows. But primarily we focus on the Colorado Golf Expo and just making it an amazing event for the Colorado golfing community. It's kind of the start of the season. We try to make it fun. We try to make it about community. We bring together all the different manufacturers. We bring together all the different golfing entities in the region and just put everybody in one place so that they can look at what's new and what's fun and just have a good time.
I know you took over from Mark and Lynn Kramer. Is this your third year now of doing it, or second year?
This is officially the third, yeah.
Yeah, wow, time flies. So what made you decide to get into the business of golf expos?
Well, I am a golfer at heart, just like many people here in Denver and in Colorado. And when the opportunity came up to take over the curation of the event, I had to take it. And I have the most amazing wife who said, go for it. And it's just something that I always wanted to do. I love the golf industry and just really wanted to make something that, you know, I could kind of, you know, do and enjoy and make better and just continue to grow for the Colorado community.
Kevin, what are the keys to a successful expo in terms of satisfying what customers are looking for?
Oh, absolutely. So what people are looking for is they want to see what is new, what is fresh in the golf industry. You know, golf is an amazing sport where people are creating different training aids, you know, new golf clubs, new equipment, new bags. They have new head covers. They have new designs for things. And, you know, golfers love the newest, latest, and greatest of everything. And so we're able to put everything under one roof, 100,000 plus square feet of space. And then that way everybody can just come in and see what there is and, you know, enjoy everything from, you know, the latest head cover from Pins and Aces to the latest golf equipment from Lenny's Golf.
One of the big challenges.
How many exhibitors and vendors will you have there?
We're right around 92 at the moment. There are a few that may be adding here in the next few days. Surprisingly, we have sales for booths up until the last couple days.
Yeah, one of the big challenges seems to me, and one of the things I hear a lot and I've heard for the 20 years or so that I've been going to the Golf Expo, is people who go every year sometimes say it gets a little stale after a few years, and you have to kind of refresh or reboot or come with some new ideas. Do you find that challenging?
It's not only challenging, but it's 100% accurate. The, you know, golf is golf, and people do enjoy that, but they do want things that are new. And one of the things that we do have that's new this year is we have an agreement with the World Long Drive Championship. We're going to be hosting the World Long Drive Championship qualifier here at the Expo. We are building two custom large simulators from Clarity Golf, and we're going to be hosting not only the qualifier for the event that's going to be in LaSalle, Colorado later in September, but we're also going to be hosting four of the greatest long drive hitters in Colorado, Monica Levine, Andrew Eigner, Hunter Knoll, Josh Cassidy. They're all going to be at the show this year giving seminars and demonstrations, and they're going to have autograph sessions. They're going to be hitting the golf ball, hopefully not through the net. I think we've prepared well enough that that's not going to happen. But they're going to be hitting these golf balls so hard that it's going to be an amazing thing. And that's one piece that's going to be really different for this year. And I think that our attendees are really going to enjoy that.
Oh, Kevin, everyone wants to hit the ball farther in golf. I've never come across a student who didn't have that as one of their goals. That will be amazing. What are the other things you find that golfers are just craving or looking for, the most excited about when they come to an expo, besides the seminars and learning and that long drive that will be incredible this year? What else do you expect will really excite your attendees?
Absolutely. So last year was the first year that we had what we called our 90-foot long putt challenge. We built a custom long putt green that is just amazing, and people are able to try out their skills to see if they can sink this 90-foot putt. This year, we have some pretty amazing prizes. We're going to be giving away a golden tee golf arcade machine for the people who have made the putt. They'll be able to be in a drawing for that. Other areas that are amazing, our junior golf section is just fabulous. Bringing out kids and having them hit a golf ball for the first time is one of the most beautiful things you could ever see. And this year, we are offering all kids 15 and under are free. We've raised that age from 12 to 15. We just want to make sure that every child has that opportunity to be able to come out and try golf for the first time. Our demo driving area for our driving range is going to be fantastic. We have most major manufacturers. Sinlon has their chipping challenge. One of the other draws for this year, and also one of the kind of areas where we're refreshing, is we do have the U.S. Senior Open. They're going to be at the event this year. And the event's going to be at the Broadmoor golf course this year, but they're going to have a booth. They're going to bring the trophy. You're going to be able to take a picture with the trophy. It's going to be fantastic.
We're with Kevin Morton of the Colorado Golf Expo, which happens next weekend, March 7th, 8th, and 9th at the Denver Convention Center in Hall D, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Kevin, the thing with I've been to just about every golf expo in Denver in the last 20 years, and I don't remember seeing a lot of kids there, but I love the fact that now kids 15 and under are free. Are you specifically targeting that demographic?
Absolutely. I think that demographic is important. Kids are important. As a matter of fact, last year we did also give away a golf clubs and a simulator to Rangeview High School. We just feel that it's really important to help kids get into the game.
All right. We're with Kevin Morton. He's going to do another segment with us. We'll take a break and come back and continue talking about the upcoming Colorado Golf Expo right here on Tee to Green.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. It's Petey Green, the golf show you founded. Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, Robert DeCosis in Master Control. And our guest from the Colorado Golf Expo is Kevin Morton, ColoradoGolfExpo.com. If you'd like to find out more information, it's coming up March 7th, 8th, and 9th next weekend at the Denver Convention Center in downtown Denver. 3 days, $15 for adults. Kids 15 and under are free. And as I mentioned in the open, February and March every year are pretty much the golf expo season, the months for the golf expo season. And around the country, places like San Francisco, Los Angeles, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Boston, Cleveland, Chicago, you can see Minneapolis, you can see and go to some of the best golf expos out there. Kevin, do you travel? Do you go to some of these other expos, and do you get ideas for your show from some of these other places? And is there a lot of communication between people like yourself and the people who run these other shows?
Great question. Yes, I do. I actually love going to the other golf shows across the country. The owners actually have a really great relationship, and we do talk to each other regularly. You know, it's a good group of people, and, you know, everybody has a different way of doing things and different ideas, and there are many times that I'll go somewhere and say, wow, that's a great idea. I like that. Or I'll see something that is, you know, very similar, or a few things that are different that I don't like. But the great thing is, you know, that you can go to these shows, you can enjoy them, and, you know, just see what are those little nuggets that might work really well for your own show.
Kevin, also, when you're at those shows, are you talking with the owners of the companies to invite them to your expo as well?
Absolutely. You know, we all agree that, you know, being able to come to each other's shows have benefit to each other. And, you know, it's important to, you know that. And, you know, it's also important to know when everyone is talking about shows for next year or the year after, you know, so we can try to make sure that there's not overlap if possible.
Yeah, one of the things
that you're very specific. You're in Colorado. Do you focus on also getting some specific golf training aids, maybe altitude training, or the club fitting, or helping golfers be able to practice the side hill mount or mountain lies, side mountain lies that you might encounter in Colorado? Will you be able to help golfers in that way with some of the vendors who will be attending?
So that's a great question. Colorado is a very unique place to play golf, especially when you're at altitude. The most important thing that I find for altitude golf is getting really good lessons from PGA professionals who can teach you how to manage different altitudes. Because you could play, you know, one day at 8,000 feet, and then the next day you could play at 5,000 feet. And, you know, with good education and good, you know, teaching from a PGA pro, you can learn how to control your distances, how to manage the different altitudes. So it is very important for Colorado golf.
The golf expos, of course, serve a purpose. People in a lot of parts of the country unable to get out and play because of the winter. They've been jonesing for golf for the past several months to get them through the winter. And in a lot of ways, and I think you mentioned this earlier, a lot of people look at the Golf Expo in their community or in their city or in their region as sort of the official kickoff to golf season. Do you get that kind of feedback a lot?
Yes, we do. It's not about the Golf Expo itself. It's about the community. And that's why we want to have not just Denver golf. We want to have the region. We want to have golf courses, you know, such as Holly Dot that's down south. We want to have Western Slope courses. We also want to have, you know, different courses around the country. We, you know, we have Chambers Bay, we have Kiva, which is in Alabama, you know, different travel destinations. You know, we want to make it not just about Denver, but about the whole region as well.
If you've never been to a, if I've never been to a golf expo, Kevin, and I go, what am I, what can I expect to see and what can I expect to do? Or am I going to spend an hour, 3 hours, 5 hours?
That's what's great. You can spend as much time as you want. When you come to the show, you're going to be able to walk in. You're going to see Colorado Avid Golfer, Colorado Golf Association, the U.S. Open, you know, right as you're walking in. And that's going to be really interesting, you know, be able to see what they have to offer, be able to see the trophy for the Senior Open. But then you'll be able to go and try out the long putt. And whether you do it once, twice, three times, you know, you can try as many times as you want. And then walk over to the Clarity.golf simulators where we're going to have the World Long Drive competition. And we're going to have qualifiers all through the day, so you'll be able to sit there, have some food, maybe have something to drink, and just enjoy watching these people hit the ball and try to qualify. If you're bringing kids, you get to go over to the junior area. You can play mini golf. But then for that golfer who's looking for new equipment, you head over to the driving range. The manufacturers will help you set up clubs and demo different clubs, and then you can go to Lenny's and purchase those clubs. So it's one of those events where, you know, you could spend an hour, you could spend 5 hours. It just depends on what you're looking for. And just, you know, if you're coming for a relaxing time, this is the perfect time to be coming to the show.
You know, Kevin, when I'm at the PGA show, there is a new product area. And every year, it seems like there's hundreds of new products. There's people inventing ways to enjoy the game more, improve your game, or better fitness, or just the accessories that will make a golfer's experience even better. Will you have a new product area at your expo as well?
Another great question. I was down at the PGA show this year as well, and the difference between that and where what we have is the PGA show is huge. The number of exhibitors, the number of products are just, it's almost overwhelming, and so having that section really makes sense. With the Colorado Golf Expo, we are a more regional show. We don't have a section specific for those new products, but walking around and seeing what they have is really part of the fun.
Many of the people at the PGA show are actual professionals or merchandise buyers. Now, you have mainly the public, I think. You know, do you also have local courses send their team over to maybe buy from some of the vendors?
Yes, we do. We have a few, actually I shouldn't even say a few. There's quite a few PGA pros who do attend the events and walk around. You know, we make sure we take care of our pros around here as well. And there are some products that are more for the business side of things, more for the wholesale side of things. And they're trying to get in front of everybody that they can as well. I would say the majority is more consumer driven. But absolutely, there are a lot of groups that have product that are on the wholesale side as well.
Kevin Morton, our guest from the Colorado Golf Expo. When you go to the PGA show or the Golf Course Superintendents Association show, those are industry events. They're closed to the general public. But if you go to a golf expo, not just here in Colorado, but anywhere around the country, they're open to the general public. Kevin, what are you expecting attendance-wise for the show this year?
Last year, we were right above 9,000, 9,015, which grew from 8,553 the year before. We're hoping to be in that same range. That's really our sweet spot, is to be in that 9,000 range. It's really going to depend on how the weather is next weekend. If we get a little bit of moisture and snow in the morning, we'll probably have more people come then. And then as it gets warmer, we do see a trend of people wanting to play golf. But we're hoping that this time of year and the change this time of year is going to help us get more people, because there's going to be fewer people who are going to be going up to the ski resorts. We've primarily been over President's Day weekend in the past, and a lot of what we've heard from the consumers is they like to go skiing that weekend. And so that was part of the reason why we decided to kind of shift a few weeks and kind of test out the market and see what it looks like during that time period.
That was going to be my next question.
It's going to be a great event.
So, golf courses, resorts, golf equipment, golf clothing, some of the other vendors with golf accessories, golf travel. But are there some non-golf exhibits as well?
Absolutely. You know, that's been one of the questions that we get every single year is, why are there non-golf related vendors at the Golf Expo? And the easiest way for me to answer is because we do have arrangements with, some siding companies and roofing companies, that helps us keep the price down. We have not raised our ticket prices in almost a decade. And the reason for that is because of the relationships that we do have with some of these other vendors who help offset the cost through sponsorships to make it, you know, affordable and, you know, make sure that we can get people to the Golf Expo. So for, you know, example, with inflation the way it's been for the past few years, you know, our expo space has increased, prices have increased, and we're doing everything that we can to make sure that we do not increase price for the consumer.
Kevin, that sounds like a great business idea. The other thing I noticed at the PGA show is pickleball, and tennis has always been a big part of it, but definitely pickleball as well. Either of those two sports being represented?
I'm sorry, I could not hear that question.
Are there going to be any pickleball?
We're about to go anyway.
Oh, pickleball. Yeah. We have actually been talking to pickleball organizations. We may have one. It'll be very interesting to see. But at this point right now, we're not sure.
Okay. The best $15 you could spend if you're a golfer in Colorado, the Colorado Golf Expo next week in Denver at the Denver Convention Center, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Kevin Morton, our guest today on Tee to Green. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you for having me.
We'll take a break, and we'll be right back. More Tee to Green after this.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
It's Dita Green, where we are talking golf 52 weeks a year and loving it. Great to be back with you for another Sunday edition of The Big Show. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell.
Thrilled to welcome Fred Green, the dynamic host and creator of the long-running Golf Smarter podcast, a show that's been enlightening golfers worldwide since 2005. The show is so impactful, Fred guarantees listening will improve your game. I recently had the pleasure of recording an episode of the Golf Smarter podcast with Fred, and we dove deep into golf mindset. But beyond the mic, Fred is also an accomplished author. He is dedicated to sharing practical tips and to help you play smarter, not harder. Fred, welcome to the show.
Hello, do we have Fred?
You do have Fred.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there you are.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Fred. It's so awesome to have you on the show. You have been this podcast since 2005. My first big question for you is, how do you keep it fresh and keep creating such engaging content?
Well, good. Now I know that I do. Thank you. You know, the whole point of when I started Golf Smarter was to get answers. I was looking, you know, I was a new golfer at the time. And so I was looking for ways to become better at golf. And so I've always just had questions. And I continue to have questions. And the point of me being the host of the show is not to do the instruction, but to learn from it. So I listen a lot. That makes it easy.
Well, what has been the most impactful lesson you've learned as the host of this show?
Never follow a bad shot with a stupid shot.
That could be the best advice for everyone listening to the show.
You know, it's crazy. I'm coming up to episode 1,000 in this spring. And of all the lessons, that's the one that pops out of my head every time. And it was given to me by a listener, not by one of our guests.
Well, many times people think the bad shot was a stupid shot, and that's part of the problem in terms of the mental game, right? They say, that was so stupid, or I'm so stupid, I can't believe I did that stupid shot. That's what follows up the bad shot. So what has been the most powerful mindset and mental game tip that would, because you get a lot of feedback from your listeners as well. They leave their recommendations, their comments all the time on your show, and I was reading many, and you've made quite an impact. What have you seen from, you know, reading those comments as the most impactful mental game shift that your listeners have made?
Well, thank you. That's very kind. I think that I'm really looking to see, you know, I see that mental game aspect of the show is what they want to hear more than anything. They're not interested in swing mechanics as much, and nor am I. I always wanted to know, it's like the best strategic way to play golf. I guess the other great lesson that I've learned from the show is that hitting a golf ball and playing golf are two completely separate things.
That's a great point.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's worried about taking, you know, it's like, how do I take what I did on the range to the golf course? Well, what you did on the range is not doing what you're doing on the golf course. Plus, you may be fooling yourself on the range sometimes because you're hitting four or five balls with the same club at once.
And if you had one of those, you're like, okay, I'm good to go. Maybe not.
Yeah, plus one of the things we found out, and I'm sure you agree because of what you just said about talking about the mental aspect versus giving people swing tips, it's hard if you don't have video accompanying those swing tips to explain those kind of techniques when you're doing a broadcast or a podcast or you're on the radio.
Right. And what's interesting is since I've been doing this now in my 20th year of doing it, when we first started out, video was not a big component of instruction. You had to have the teacher there with their hands on you and giving lessons. And now most teachers that I talk to are doing remote lessons most of the time.
When you started in 2005, podcasts, there weren't a lot of them around, were there?
No, there weren't. There were a couple. Podcasting, what I like to say about it is that I started this podcast a year and a half before the iPhone came out. I came from a radio background, and strangely enough, your program being produced by Sports Byline USA. Sports Byline USA was started by a guy named Ron Barr. We were working at the same radio station in San Francisco. I was production director, he was the sports director, and he started Sports Byline USA. So I remember the beginnings of it, and they're still in the same studios that I was production director. So,
small world.
It is.
That's amazing.
And if I may insert, I love the name of your show, Tee to Green, but I have a great Tee to Green story, if you don't mind me telling it. In 2005, my wife gave me a puppy for my birthday. And at that point, I was new to golf, and I was like, I want to give my dog a great golf name. And I didn't want to do divot. I didn't want to do bogey. Those were too obvious. But someone suggested that I name the dog, I named the dog after Tiger Woods' mother. And I'm like, I don't get it. Why would I do that? He goes, well, don't you know Tiger's mom? He goes, yeah, that's Cultita, bless her soul, rest in peace. Cultita, who is known as Tita. And he goes, right, your last name is Green. So if you name the dog Tita, it's going to be Tita Green.
Yes, that's great. Great story. Did you do that?
Best dog name ever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Brett, I love that story. You are so fun. You bring humor and fun to this game. And a lot of people start playing golf because they think it's going to be fun, and then they find all of it so stressful. And they get on that first tee, and they're worried about people watching, and they're feeling the nerves. How do you help your audience, and how do you, for you, bring the fun to the game, and realizing that most people who play the game aren't doing it for a living? They'll still go home and have a meal after the round.
Oh, God, that's the longest debate, longest conversation in the history of golf. Everyone's different. I try to remember to look into the sky, to look for the wildlife that's out there. I like to walk golf courses. I don't like to be in a golf cart because, to me, that's, you're just hitting the ball, drive to the ball, hit the ball, drive the ball. It's kind of migratory golf. And so, sure, I get frustrated. I have my days that I don't play as well as I want, but one of the guests that we had on recently talked about the scoring bell curve, which is really phenomenal, that no matter what your regular score is, you're going to have a bell curve of good scores, average scores, and poor scores, and that just happens. And he called that PGA, poor, good, average, and if you just realize that some days that's what's going to happen. The golf doesn't get better every single time you're out there. It makes it a little easier to be nice to yourself.
That's a great point. It took me years to figure that out, sadly.
Yep.
You know, so often someone will go out with a 20 handicap, and someone said to me one time, because, you know, I have a 20 handicap, I figure I'll probably hit at least 20 bad shots. So, you know, every shot I hit, I'm closer to completing the 20, and maybe I'll, you know, only have 20 today. You know, realizing that I've said to many students, you know, people I knew very well and had rapport with, like, who do you think you are that you won't hit a bad shot? You're not that good. Watch golf on TV. The best players in the world hit bad shots. So why would you go out and get upset at one bad shot? Right? So it's just shifting perspective out there on the course. And how do you do it? You say you still get frustrated. What's your key? You look around, you have gratitude, you get to nature, and then how do you get back into the game and focus?
I just realized that once the ball leaves the club face, it's out of my control, right? Another listener once told me that when he was very young playing with his dad, he had a bad shot, got so upset he threw his club, and his dad said, "You're not good enough to throw your clubs yet."
But exactly.
Dr. Joe Parent, yes, sir.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, Dr. Joe Parent, who wrote Zen Golf and was episode number one of Golf Smarter, and that conversation is still as relevant today as it was back in 2005. He said, you know, and I tell people when I'm playing some people who are either new or have a high handicap, count your good shots, change par. Don't focus on being par four. Make it a par five for yourself. And just count your good shots. You don't even have to count all of the shots. And then look at your scorecard and see how you did.
Fred, you mentioned you've heard from your listeners. You have experts. You have some of the top mental game experts in the game. You've had incredible guests all along. Some of your guests are actually your listeners. Describe how you created that type of variety in terms of the guests that you host on your podcast.
I can't talk about the same thing all the time. I go out of my mind. So I try to make it as much of an interesting mix of conversations as I possibly can. So it's not just mental game. It is swing mechanics, or it's short game. It's putting. It's small manufacturers. It's entrepreneurs. It's authors. And then there's great storytellers. One of my favorite is this year and for the last 4 or 5 years, every week during the Masters, I have Bobby Jones' grandson, Dr. Bob Jones IV, coming on to tell stories about his grandfather and about the legacy of the Jones family. So I just try to keep it a great mix of interesting content. So when a listener writes and said, "I didn't like that last show," I'll say, "Great, wait till next week. It'll be completely different."
There you go. We're with Fred Green, host of Golf Smarter podcast. It's been on the air 20 years, closing in on 1,000 episodes, over 900 guests. But there are probably people who've never listened to Golf Smarter. Fred, how can they listen? Do they have to subscribe? How can they tune in?
Wherever you find your podcast content, you have any platform that you listen to, from Apple Podcasts, which is the most popular, it's the 400-pound gorilla of podcasting, to Spotify, to Amazon, Google, any platform that you listen to podcasts, just type in Golf Smarter, and you'll find us. We're there. And we're even on iHeartRadio like you.
All right. This has been fun. You have to come back and be on the show again.
Oh, thank you. I would love to.
Fred, thank you so much. You're always a delight, and you offer so much great advice. So we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Easy to see why it's golf's top-rated podcast. Golf Smarter host Fred Green with us today here on Tee to Green. We'll take a quick break. Debbie and I will return. And we'll have our final segment coming your way right after this. Stick around.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy.
The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
The fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf. And boy, I'll tell you what, another hour just flying by on the show today, thanks to the couple of great guests that we've had. We're not done yet, though. Quick look at what's happening in golf this weekend. Debbie, the ladies are overseas, the HSBC Women's World Championship, and we have a winner. Lydia Ko coasted to a four-shot win over Charlie Hull and some of the top women golfers in the world in Singapore. Of course, because of the time difference, they're already done over there. Ko, the winner. Tour champions, the old guys are idle this week. Next week they'll be in the desert in Tucson for the Kohler Guard Classic. LIV Golf, also idle this week. Next week they are in Hong Kong. The PGA Tour in the Florida swing, Palm Beach Gardens, and PGA National, Jake Knapp with a one-shot lead over Michael Kim. A couple of shots back, a trio of Doug Gim, Russell Henley, and Ben Griffin. And Ricky Fowler in the hunt this week. He's 13 under, three shots behind Knapp, the leader in Florida. The TGL Golf, that's the Tiger Rory Golf League. They got a couple of matches tomorrow on ESPN2 and ESPN+. And they should have a really good audience on Tuesday night, Deb. The one match Tuesday on ESPN, Jupiter Links versus Atlanta. On the Jupiter Links team, the founder, co-founder of the league, Tiger Woods, will be playing.
Well, he will always draw a crowd, as we know. And there's a big crowd, too, over at PGA National with the tour this week. That's just down the road from where I am in Florida, and it's another beautiful day for sure.
All right. Sounds good. Boy, good show today. We can't have two more diverse guests, but they both did a great job. Kevin Morton with Colorado Golf Expo. Colorado Golf Expo golfsmart.com for more information on that. It's next week in Denver. And, of course, from Golf Smart Podcast, Fred Green, the host for the past 20 years. What a great job.
It was a great show.
That's it. We are done for this week. We'll be back next week with another edition to TU Green. Everyone have a great week. Thanks to Robert DeCozy in Master Control. Till next time, hit them long, hit them straight.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. Stephen Curry, star guard for the Golden State Warriors, had 56 points, 4 rebounds, and dropped 3 assists and a big win over the Magic, 121-115. Bucks at home against the Nuggets took the W, 121-112. Mavericks get the job done over the Hornets in a big win at home, 103-96. Pelicans on the road in Phoenix defeated the Suns, 124-116. And the GOAT, LeBron James, had a good game against the Timberwolves with 33 points, 17 rebounds, 6 assists, and a Lakers win, 111-102. The latest in NFL action includes the NFL Combine starting this week at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. More than 300 prospects for the 2025 NFL Draft are participating in front of coaches and different scouts. Top prospects to know in the 2025 NFL Draft includes edge rusher from Penn State, Abdul Carter. Next, quarterback and wide receiver Travis Hunter at Colorado. Shedeur Sanders, also a top prospect quarterback out of Colorado. And down in Miami, quarterback Cam Ward. Sanders is not expected to work out at the Combine. Current NHL standings include the Panthers atop the Atlantic Division. Capitals take the Metropolitan Division at the number one spot. In the West, the Jets are sitting at the number one spot in the Central Division, and Golden Knights take the Pacific Division. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I am Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2, I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. In 2017, Rick Pitino was banished from basketball, fired by the University of Louisville amid an FBI investigation into allegations of bribery in college hoops. The investigative and enforcement arm of the NCAA would exonerate Pitino in 2022, but with that judgment came an asterisk. Louisville had to vacate its 2013 national championship. It was then coaching purgatory for the nearly 70-year-old for the next 3 seasons. Pitino tried to satisfy his basketball craving by coaching in Europe, but that's not where he wanted to be. It was in 2020, at the onset of the pandemic, the Iona Gaels would contact the former Louisville coach and New York City native and bring him back home. In his 3-year stay in New Rochelle, New York, Pitino would deliver Iona the MAC regular season crown in years 2 and 3 in 2 trips to the Big Dance. In March of 2023, St. John's University president Reverend John Shanley would meet Rick Pitino at Wingfoot Golf Club in Westchester, New York, to talk about the coaching vacancy just 20 miles from the Iona campus. Shanley was prepared to give Pitino a second chance. feeling he had served his penance and was prepared to offer him the job that he would end up accepting. What Pitino has accomplished in his two seasons in the borough of Queens matches his past track record. A 20-13 mark last season earned the Red Storm an NIT bid, which they would end up declining. And in typical Pitino fashion, St. John's is having a tremendous second year. Number 7 in the nation at 24-4 by playing solid defense and the attention to detail that has been his trademark. It's been more than 30 years since St. John's has had this type of success, and exactly 40 years since they've made it to the Final Four, all under legendary coach Lou Carnesecca. By giving a second chance, St. John's is in great position for a first NCAA crown, a position they haven't been in since 1952. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.